This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Cloud technology from AWS comes at a cost. Unnecessary complexity, risk of lock-in, and surprise bills. As a small business owner or independent developer, you want a cloud technology provider that fits what your business needs. Simple, affordable, and accessible. Linode offers core services at a price performance level that matches or exceeds what a larger provider like AWS can deliver. Visit linode.com/ACAST and get started with $100 in free credit. That's linode.com/ACAST for $100 in free credit.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Now, it's Radio 1's Screen Time. Yippee-ki-yay.
Hello and welcome to a Friday episode of Radio 1 Screen Time. Yes, this is a much shorter episode than normal, and yes, my voice sounds croaky, and I'm going to say it, masculine, because I have a bit of a cough slash sore throat thing. Don't worry, it's not that, it's just a human being who has a cold. It happens, it's me. So, welcome, if you're new, to Radio 1 Screen Time. Normally my voice sounds different, normally this is a bit longer, but for now we're just going to keep it short and oh so sweet with an interview with the stars of Ambulance, which is this new Michael Bay explosion palooza car chase involving an ambulance, would you believe it, that features Jake Gyllenhaal, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, Isaac Gonzalez, and again, Michael Bay all over the place. You'll hear from those two for about 10 minutes or so in a bit, but before then I want to flag up a couple of things, again, very quickly. Finally, Peacemaker is on UK TV. You can watch it on Now here in Britain, all of it, every episode of James Gunn's spin-off of The Suicide Squad. Stars John Cena and many others. It is a lot of fun, and finally, it is here. I cannot quite believe it. It feels like, or it felt like, it was never going to arrive, but it's a lot of fun and has this great opening dance number. Like, John Cena is so willing to just send himself up and make himself look like a bit of an idiot. Is that the politest way of putting it? Probably. So, again, Peacemaker, available in the UK on Now, all apps. Also, this Sunday, I'm recording this earlier in the week beforehand, Oscars this Sunday is a big deal, and I have no predictions for you, because chances are you will maybe only listen to this come Friday, and also the Oscars will be what they will be. I suspect we're going to see Power of the Dog do well. Coda seems to be the underdog, speaking of dogs, in terms of a possible Best Picture winner that no one saw coming. Maybe it'll be June, probably not. It's the Oscars. Will Smith may well win his Oscar for Best Leading Actor in a Motion Picture Film, but it's all up in the air, and it will be a moderate amount of fun. People are up in arms, as we discussed on a previous podcast, about how certain more technical, inverted commas, categories aren't being shown in the live broadcast, but I will be up in the middle of the night watching what was going on or what is going on come Sunday night slash Monday morning, and I will fill you in next week. But yes, the Oscars this Sunday, three hosts, rich, famous, celebrity people will be getting awards, and their egos will be stoked and flattered and hugged, and others will feel disappointed. It's the Oscars. The movie trailer voice sounds even more fun with this current condition I'm suffering with. I also want to bring up another movie, which is called The Worst Person in the World, and it's a really interesting, exciting indie movie from Denmark, and it's from Joachim Trier, and the star or not is just unbelievably good. We talked about it a bit before, I think, Clarice and I. If you see a local cinema that's showing The Worst Person in the World, go and watch it. I watched it without any real expectations, and I just want to plant that seed in your mind. Go and find out more about it. Maybe watch the trailer, but investigate The Worst Person in the World. That's my little gift to you. Positive, possible vibes in your direction. And if you've been dealing with a lot of friends who've been playing a lot of Wordle lately, I want to point out there's a movie version of it, which I discovered only recently. You may have found out about it ages ago, but I only discovered it the other day. It's called Framed, the website you need to type in, and your computer box is framed.wtf, and it is a series of stills or screenshots from a movie, and you have to guess the movie from that screenshot. It is truly a bit of just like a total throwaway bit of fun. So yeah, enjoy Framed, I think, yeah, framed.wtf. That truly is a random little note for you. Oscars, Peacemaker, worst person in the world. And now, Ambulance, I'm going to give you a bit more info on this. I'm not sure what I can say, because I signed a piece of paper when I watched this movie, which was very strict about what I could and couldn't say. So just to be on the safe side, I'm going to give you the details and leave it at that. Yeah, that's probably the safest way of doing it. It is, again, from Michael Bay. Michael Bay is the guy behind The Rock, Pain and Gain, so many massive 90s and early noughties super mega monster movies. He's the Michael Bay. We're talking spinning cameras. We're talking sunset shots, helicopters, saluting the flag, soaring beat your chest music, and Nick Cage and Bruce Willis. It's Michael gosh darn Bay. Six Underground was his movie before this one that was on Netflix. This is a little bit more rough and ready, but not that rough and ready. It is about some bank robbers, adoptive brothers, or rather brothers, Jake and Yahya, who are in an ambulance escaping from this robbery with a ton of cash, and a man, who I forgot in the interview, by the way, is in the back, a police officer who's been injured, and also a paramedic played by Isa Gonzalez, this EMT called Cam. So there's Danny and Will, the two brothers, and Cam, and this nearly dead man in the back, and they are on the run from the police, and it is a chase upon a chase upon a chase upon a chase. Loads of like big screaming matches between the two brothers, and a ton of explosions and machine guns and bullets flying everywhere. And it, again, double underlined, all caps, a Michael Bay movie. It is a little over 2 hours long, and it is based on a Danish movie, I believe, called Ambulansen, which came out a couple of years ago. So it's a remake, which is moderately interesting, and it's a bank robbery movie. And yes, it does feel a little bit early noughties, but that's part of its appeal, I would suppose. So here we go. Here's my chat with Jake and Yahya about, or sorry, I think I meant to say, and I'm getting it wrong, Yahya. I'm sorry if I'm butchering it. I so often do. I'm trying, and with this throat, maybe not the best idea to try too hard. Here we are talking about it. And at the very end, I bring up Tom Holland, because you know me, but otherwise, I hope you like your Michael Bay movies, because we bring up The Rock. And at one point, we start talking about Jerry Maguire. Jake and I start quoting Jerry Maguire. It's a whole thing. Anyway, here we go. I'll be right back in about 10 or so minutes.
That's my brother, Will.
I could use some help.
My wife needs this surgery.
This is real life.
How's that right? You put your life down on the line for this country? You leave your family, your home?
How much do you need?
231.
How about more?
All right, guys, I'm going to list three of this guy's films back to back.
Yeah.
End of Watch, Nightcrawler, Ambulance. Join the dots for me. What's going on? Like, have you got issues with traffic and, like...
What you don't know is I just wanted to shoot in Los Angeles, so they were all...
Near your house.
Yes.
There it is. Solved it.
Yeah, I mean, Ambulance is like... You know, I think Nightcrawler in particular is like... uses Los Angeles at night, I feel like. And there are a lot of great car sequences and stuff like that. But I think Ambulance is like the consummate semi-sunset, sunrise, Michael Bay flair experience.
No joke. Right? I think this has the earliest Michael Bay sunset of all of his movies.
It's in a perpetual sunset. In fact, you go from sunset back to the day, back to sunset, maybe sunrise. You're not quite sure, but man, does that man kind of find flares. It's almost as if the ambulance is turning like this. Do you know what I mean? And they're just finding flares.
You have to do big dialogue scenes that explain the whole plot of the movie with cameras spinning around and around you. How long does it take to get used to that? Like the Michael Bayism of that.
The spinning thing was interesting.
Yeah, that took a little bit of, you know, calibration. That took a couple of little takes to understand the language. That was all, actually, it was always choreography from the start to the finish. And then they set it up, and then we just go and do our thing and say, you know what? They're going to put it together and piece it together however they, you know, it becomes so far out of our hands.
Yeah.
But the everything else in terms of the rhythm of the shoot, it was just, okay, this is what it is, let's go. And be ready to change with the changes.
If you're one of those actors that goes, I only want to show my left side, that spinning camera's a nightmare. You're going there. But anyway.
It's funny though, because Michael's always like, don't worry. Don't worry, I'm gonna make you look good. Make you all look good. You're gonna look great. You're gonna look great. You know, we're like, okay, cool, but is the movie gonna be good? You know?
Hair will be perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Your hair's gonna be perfect. There's gonna be a lot of wind through it and flares and...
Don't worry, you're gonna be great.
Yeah, no, it, yeah.
You've also got the drone shots, which blew my hair off. Like, They're like somebody throwing a paper airplane and they're just shooting
crazy.
Through.
Yeah.
You must be, I mean, you must be meant to be having lunch, but you're just watching the cameras go around, right?
What's amazing is watching the drone pilot, who's just like sitting there like this.
Goggles.
You know, with goggles on, just like, yeah. And you're watching the shot and you're going like, how are you chill? Like, how are you chill?
I'd be freaking out.
Such nice.
Imagine that job, though. That's a cool job.
Yeah.
Imagine getting the call from Michael Bay.
Maybe 21 years old.
Yeah.
You know
they're,
what I mean?
They're like the, some of the best racers in the world, drone racers
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, drone racers.
Shots.
Yeah.
So.
What I love about this movie, talking about Michael Bayisms, is that it references the existence of The Rock twice
yeah.
within this movie.
It also mentions Bad Boys.
It mentions Bad Boys.
And Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
And Sean Connery, I think.
Uh-huh.
I was going to.
Connery mentioned.
I would say The Rock is one of the most quotable movies of all time. What quotes from which movies will you never forget?
And you general any movies?
You can't use one of your own, all right?
General and any movie.
Any movie.
How much do I owe you? AC said 10%.
Oh, God.
Do you know where we are?
By the way, this is...
Do you know where we are?
He does this in every interview.
Do you know where we are?
No.
Too bad AC ain't in charge no more. Do you know where we are? Does anybody know where we are? Nobody in the room. I'll keep on going.
Literally everyone is lost except for two people on the internet.
How much do I owe you? Oh, yeah, I already said that. AC said 10%.
Okay, AC said 10%.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly... Come on, Jake.
Oh,
Yella.
Oh.
No good keister off my property.
Okay, okay.
You know where you are now.
Okay,
pick it up.
Now, I'm going to do mine. I'm going to do mine, which is, I have a lot of them, I feel like, which I didn't even realize, but they're just running through my head. Help me help you.
Oh, yes, yes.
Help me.
Help me.
Help you.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is an up at dawn, pride swallowing siege. I will never fully tell you about.
Never fully know about.
Yeah.
So good.
Well done.
So good.
Guys. See, you think we're fighting, and I think we're fine. It's so good. So many of them.
That's made my day. I proper professional, I want to say this to you with love, but were there moments where you couldn't help but laugh when you were getting the hairdryer, the lines from Jake fully in your face?
Damn, the hairdryer.
I like that.
The answer is no. The answer is no because... I took it seriously, you know.
I took it seriously,
and I understood because I was a part of the process. Mm-hmm. You know what
but
I mean?
What about so, Michael would cut and be like, "That is so stupid."
But afterwards, like upon cut, like everybody's laughing and Jake is laughing at himself. Mike is like, "Oh, this is so stupid."
You always say that. I do something. So go stupid. Go crazier. Oh, that's so stupid.
Eventually, it got so ridiculous that Jake is telling me to scream. Just scream it.
Everybody scream.
Just yell it.
If I said
the
name Nick Cage to you, was there a smidge of Nick Cage to your performance at times?
Oh, my. If there is, I'm honored. I mean, no, but Mr. Cage, like, lives in a different... If I could get anywhere near that orbit, I would be honored.
There's a quote I use a lot when he quotes anything from The Rock, though, but when he quotes the whole alphabet... From, was it Vampire, whatever it is, the way he delivers that line? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, J, K. Anyway, moving on. Can I ask you about what director's notes you've got from Michael? Because I imagine you've got loads of your career, but you must have some pretty memorable ones from this one.
I was really amazed at how Michael really respects his actors.
Sure.
Gives them the space to create and to come up with something. Definitely is up for improv and up for playing around, but also is up for just things being bad, you know, like trying things that don't work.
Yeah.
And that always edges you into something interesting. I think there's always a mistake in fearing, you know, making the bad choice in a scene, you know.
Like, this is theater. You can
never felt bad. I never thought about being bad, you know. I never thought about that. It was... And that comes from a director, you know, like... It comes from an actor's confidence, for sure, but... You know, the way that a director will communicate with me, you know, with an actor can dictate, you know, how an actor feels about the performance, the freedom with which an actor will begin to play. And Mike really gave it to us. You know, he really let that space be our playground. And then he came and he picked, you know, what was interesting. And then he'd guide us a little more of that thing. Yeah, okay, that's good. You know, he always gave reinforcement when something's going when something was going well, and when we were doing something that when we were doing something else, just waited and then went to go get more of the good stuff. You know,
now there's three of you in an ambulance. I mean, there are there's four.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Of course, there's four.
Yeah.
And that is the
just Miss Jackson.
That's like the smallest
Jackson was great too.
I could think of. Could this be the most unglamorous shoot either of you ever done?
Absolutely not. No.
You've got others that can defeat it.
Even in the sort of intensity of this movie, there's, you know, it's still that big, kind of amazing Michael Bay thing.
Yeah, it's still glamorous.
Yeah, it still feels glamorous.
Even in a box.
Yeah, I'm still wearing a cashmere turtleneck, let's be honest. You know, I mean.
Yeah, there's still glamour to it. Yeah.
You're driving 60 miles per hour down either a, you know, a river or a highway, two helicopters behind you. That's still glamorous, I guess.
For sure.
It is.
Yeah.
You're still in a movie, and it's in a Michael Bay movie for sure.
Is there a little bit of calling up your 12-year-old self and saying, "Hey, I'm in a Michael Bay film"?
I call my best friend in one of the takes. There's a scene when I'm driving through the LA River.
Uh-huh.
I recorded it too. I may have to pull it up and see if I still have that footage. But I called my best friend on FaceTime and I said, "Hey, watch this. It's so cool." And I set the camera up there, and I'm driving, and then he could see the helicopters swoop down at window level.
I know, it's crazy.
What?
Yeah.
You know?
I kept thinking of Terminator 2.
Yeah.
I kept just going, it'd be so tempting to just do impressions. But that's not what the director wants. Fine. God, I love that you did that. I love that you got to geek out on set.
Yeah, for sure. It's important, you know?
Did you ever sit down with him and go, "Hey, look, could you tell me some anecdotes about X film, Y film?"
He just does that.
Yeah. He just does that. Anyway.
You don't have to ask.
He shares a lot of his anecdotes. It's pretty cool, actually.
I've
got a curiosity question to wrap things up, and it is just for Jake, so bear with me.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I want to know, because I've got a bet with a friend, did you know that Andrew and Toby were going to be in No Way Home? Because I thought you and Tom were close. Did he tell you?
You and I know each other. We've known each other for a while now.
It's been a time.
I would never, ever tell you that. I'm so sorry.
I've neither lost 5 pounds nor gained 5 pounds because of this.
Yeah, you're just stuck in a...
You think he has, right? You think he did know?
I don't think about Jake's personal life.
I think that there were a lot of possibilities.
Such a politician.
You know, the multiverse is a very interesting, complicated place.
Mm-hmm.
And so did the thought cross my mind?
You're not going to give me anything.
Did
that's
the thought
fine.
Cross his mind?
I'm going to take that as a yes and see if I can get a pound out of him. Let's put it that way. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. As you could tell, I'm a Michael Bay fan, so that was a little intense. So there you go, a little interview with those guys. It was a lot of fun, actually. Did that face-to-face. You can see some of it on social media, on Twitter, on the Insta, on the rest of it. But this one was just a one-camera-on-them situation, so we're not going to turn it into a video piece per se. Not this time around. Hopefully, next time Jake is in town. But for now, thank you for listening. I'm going to give my voice a break and maybe have a cup of tea and sit down. You are lovely and kind and great, and I want to send you some positive vibes to your life right now. There's a lot going on in our heads and generally, and I just want you to know for these 20 or so, 15 minutes, everything's okay here. And we got this. Lots of love. Bye.
So, when does the show start?
Series 4 is finally here.
How is Villanelle?
And we're obsessed with killing Eve.
I killed 2 people last night after I tried really hard not to.
Okay.
Join me, Zing.
And me, Naomi.
As we analyze every episode and obsess over every single detail.
Hot takes, thoughts, fan theories.
And we'll be joined by special guests and celebrity fans.
You're gonna love it.
I want to sweep the chessboard off the table and set it on fire.
Obsessed with Killing Eve. Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Cloud technology from AWS comes at a cost. Unnecessary complexity, risk of lock-in, and surprise bills. As a small business owner or independent developer, you want a cloud technology provider that fits what your business needs. Simple, affordable, and accessible. Linode offers core services at a price performance level that matches or exceeds what a larger provider like AWS can deliver. Visit linode.com/ACAST and get started with $100 in free credit. That's linode.com/ACAST for $100 in free credit.